We are moving into some topics connected to belonging and DEIB, diversity, equity, inclusion, belonging. And we're gonna be starting with a couple of activities. The first one is looking at our own personal worldview. So we talked a little bit about this at the first weekend. We all have a worldview that is informed by many things: where we grew up, who our parents were, our faith history, socio-political events that happened near, around us in the world while we were growing up. So many things inform our culture and our values and our individuality and who we are. And sometimes we remember that picture of the fish in the fishbowl and the what the hell is water? Sometimes we don't know the water we're swimming in because all of this this worldview we have, a lot of it can be very unconscious. Like, we're not aware of the world we're swimming in. For instance, we were just talking about immigrants now, when they come here, they might not understand the cultural norms of how we operate in our country, just like we might not understand when we go to another country how they do things. It's the things you can't see. You know, have you ever seen the iceberg? Mm-hmm. The iceberg analogy where, you know, there's an iceberg and you can see this much of the iceberg above the water, but under the water, the iceberg is like this big and nobody can see that. And all of us are this iceberg. We're this iceberg, society is this iceberg. There's things you can see that are obvious, then there's everything underneath that is implicit and not able to be seen always. So when we start to kind of dive into this area, some things can come up for us. And I would encourage everybody to sort of lean into any discomfort you have. To really do DEI work well, from what I've learned, is you need to be uncomfortable. You need to be uncomfortable to push yourself. And I'm not saying that as an expert in this field. I'm saying that as someone who's, as a community, as a Commerce Choice community a few years ago, we sort of took a dive into this realm and we really started to peel back the layers of our onions. And it was hard and it was eye-opening, and we were lucky we had a safe community to do that in. So I hope that this community can be that for you.
And self-care.
Yes, and take care of yourself when you need to. So I'm going to pass out this worldview questionnaire. There's 7 questions on it. Just jot down some answers for these.